All right. Hello, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours if you are celebrating. Shades of 2019 Thanksgiving. A lot of news in the world of MMA today. A ton of news. And it's kind of sprinkled throughout the day. I say 2019 because the OGs will know that back in 2019 on Thanksgiving Day, news broke that Conor McGregor versus Donald Cerrone would happen in January of 2020. This a way bigger day in terms of news than that day because so much has happened, so many things to dissect. And so here I am sharing with all of you this news, giving you all the news, breaking it down for all of you because, like I said, a lot has happened and we have answered a lot of questions. And with those answers have come some head scratchers. But let me break it all down for all of you and I will bring you up to speed with this video. Here's everything you need to know about what has happened today in the world of MMA and in particular, the world of the UFC. So earlier today, the first bit of news was that the UFC announced that Dana White was going to go on television during halftime of the Kansas City Chiefs versus Dallas Cowboys game on CBS. They're expecting something crazy like 30, 40 million people, 50 million people. It's a big deal here in the United States. Thanksgiving Day, Cowboys, Chiefs, two of the biggest teams in the NFL going toe-to-toe. They're pretty good right now, the two of them. So a lot of people would be watching, and we had been waiting for the first slew of announcements for the 2026 schedule for the start of the Paramount Plus era here in the United States and other parts of the world. Nothing had been announced so far. And so when that tweet went out, all right, we all knew it's coming. The news is coming. And over the last couple days, I had started to hear some rumblings about how this card was going to shape up. You'll recall back on Saturday, we said on the post show, it's got to be Paddy versus Ilya for the belt. But shortly thereafter, I found out Ilya ain't fighting. And that's why we transition to it's got to be Armin versus Ilya down the line and other things are going to happen. Shortly after that, I sent out a little cheeky tweet throwing out some fights, asking people, how would you feel if these were the top fights on the first Paramount Plus card? I was just taking the temperature of the public. Lo and behold, all of them came to fruition and Dana White announced all of them. But before we got to the announcement, Ilya Topuria went on Twitter and tweeted this. And this obviously explained a lot of what was to come. I won't be fighting in the first quarter of next year. I'm going through a difficult moment in my personal life. I want to focus on my children and resolve this situation as soon as possible. I don't want to hold up the division. The UFC will make the matchups needed. And as soon as the matters are resolved, I'll let the UFC know I'm ready to begin my return. And so obviously there has been a lot said about Ilya. That's his personal life. I'm not getting into all of that. I do want to wish him the best. A tough time, and I'm sure if it's leading to this announcement from him, it has been very tough. And so I want to wish him and his family the best, and hopefully we get to see him back sooner rather than later. I think that this is a very valid reason not to fight. We have seen people fight with things on their mind. There's too much at stake. There's too much at stake right now in his career. He is too big of a star to go in there compromised, not 100%. His heart elsewhere, his mind elsewhere. And so I think that what he is doing is the mature, it is the professional thing to do, and it's the smart thing to do for his career, for his brand, for himself, for his family. And so that comes out, and everything starts to crystallize. And so let's get to the announcements from UFC President Dana White. Halftime show, you got James Brown there, you got all the guys, they throw it to Dana White. Clearly a pre-recorded announcement, but all good, who cares? And he announces that the main event for the first show of 2026, which will take place on January 24th in Las Vegas at T-Mobile Arena, will be Justin Gaethje versus Paddy Pimblett for the interim UFC lightweight title. That's the main event. 5-round interim title fight. Co-main event, Kayla Harrison versus Amanda Nunes for the undisputed UFC women's bantamweight title. He also announces Sugar Sean O'Malley returning against Song Yadong, very important fight in the 135-pound division. He also announces Waldo Cortez Acosta, as first reported by Waldo Cortez Acosta yesterday on the program, going up against the Black Beast, Derek Lewis. More on that one in a moment as well. And he also announces John Silva against Arnold Allen. That was previously reported earlier this week by MMA Fighting. And so those five fights, while not, you know, classified as the main card, are a very good five set of fights and would be a tremendous main card. Later, like literally minutes later, via a press release, the UFC announced that Umar Nurmagomedov versus Davison Figueiredo will also be on that card. They also announced that Alexa Grasso will be returning on that card to go up against Rose Namajunas, or as Dana White called her in his IG Live, Rose Namajunas. Blows my mind that after all these years, multiple runs as champions, as champion, he still mispronounces her name, mispronounced a couple others as well, but who's to check, who's to check. Via this press release, it was also announced that Atiba Gautier will be going up against Andre Pulev as well. Those are all the fights that were announced for UFC 324, Gaethje versus Pimblett, on January 24th in Las Vegas. Perhaps most important of all regarding that fight and all numbered shows moving forward, they announced that they will start the main card, that is, at 9 p.m. Eastern time. They dabbled with this back in 2011, few shows. I definitely remember UFC 129 started at 9 p.m. Eastern time in Toronto, GSP versus Jake Shields. And then Dana White said that the data suggested people like the 10 p.m. start, 7 in the West. Well, the new era is upon us, my friends, and us old guys love it. Us media guys, I can assure you, love it. And I would suspect that the European fans will love it as well, because this is huge news. 9 p.m. Eastern start time, 6 p.m. in the West. That would be, if my math is correct, a 2 a.m. start time for our fans over in Europe, depending on where you live. But you get the point. This is an hour earlier than usual. That is huge. It says here via the press release, 9 p.m. Eastern. Early prelims will start at 5 p.m. Eastern. Also, something of note for the international fans, this is for all fans in the U.S. and Latin America, the Paramount Plus coverage. In Australia, Paramount Plus subscribers will enjoy the prelim fights for all marquee numbered events and all 30 UFC Fight Night events included with their subscription at no additional cost. That suggests that if you're in Australia, and we'll have more on Australia in a moment, you'll still have to pay for the main cards. All right? So that was announced. He also then went on IG Live, that is, and announced UFC 325's main event. Which earlier in the day, I reported that UFC 325 will be happening a week later, January 31st, here in the United States, February 1st, in Australia, in Sydney to be exact, and the main event is going to be Alexander Volkanovski defending his featherweight title against Diego Lopez, the man he beat to win the vacant title not that long ago, back in April in Miami, of course. So now you're getting back-to-back numbered events. I mean, really, like, they could do the numbered events all they want these days. They don't really have to stick to 13, and we'll find out. Back-to-back, very rare, as you all know, but now you're not asking people to pay an additional $70, $80, and so if you've got a title on the card, you're probably going to call it UFC 320-something, 330-something, you know, the numbered event thing, and make it feel bigger, make it feel more important than a quote-unquote fight night. So those are all the fights that, as of now, Dana White has announced. We get the picture a little bit regarding the beginning of 2026. Now let me react. Now let me tell you my thoughts. Those five fights that he announced on CBS are tremendous. They're great fights. Those are some of the best fighters in the UFC, some of the most popular fighters in the UFC. I think it is an absolute travesty. I think it is incredibly insulting. I think it is asinine to headline a show with an interim title over an undisputed title. I think it is an insult to the supposed greatest female fighter of all time, the one that the UFC and Dana White in particular has told us time and again is the greatest of all time, Amanda Nunes, who is coming out of retirement. Amanda Nunes is coming out of retirement to fight the two-time Olympic gold medalist, the PFL champ turned UFC champion, who has defied the odds, moving down from 55 to 45 to 35, and has become champion and a dominant UFC champion. There's a story there. There's the ATT split. They were training partners. Amanda leaves. She goes and retires. She comes back. I mean, it is a promoter's dream. And you have now said to the public, it is not as important as an interim title fight. An interim title fight, by the way, that does not feature a number one contender. Because the number one contender at 155 pounds is a guy named Armin Tsarukyan. And he's not involved in this fight. And of course, the champion, Ilia Topuria, is not involved in this fight. This is a makeshift fight. This is as prestigious as a BMF title. God bless. I said I wanted to see Patty fight for the belt. God bless. I said, Justin, you know, I think you need to win a couple more. He said he was going to retire. Unless he got a title fight, I guess he's not retiring. He's fighting for an interim title. But this is a bogus fight. And it's insane to me that it is headlining over Kayla Harrison versus Amanda Nunes. On paper, Patty versus Justin, if Patty wasn't fighting Ilia and Ilya's supposed to fight Armin, on paper, Patty versus Justin is a fine fight to determine the number one contender to fight Ilia and or Armin. Ilia won that belt back in June. I don't even think you need an interim title fight. Honestly, it should have been the co-main event, five-round, number one contender fight, Ilia versus Armin, second half of the year. What's the problem with that? And now what you just said, because he reiterated this in the Instagram Live, the winner of this fight is going to fight Ilia. What happens to Armin? Armin's going to have to fight who? What is going on? What does Armin Tsarukyan have to do to get a shot at the belt now? I know he had the fight back in January. He got hurt. Sue the guy. He sat patiently. He went out there. He steamrolled right through Dan Hooker. He did exactly what he had to do. He did what Khamzat and Islam did not do. He finished his opponent on the ground in dominant, impressive fashion. And now what is he? Now he's just floating in the wind. And he's not even next, apparently. Now, of course, everything could change. Nothing really means anything. They make up the rules as they go along. But to put Justin and Patty in the interim title slot and then have the winner of that fight Ilia is insane to me. And worse than that, because we have seen interim title fights that have felt a little fugazi. I cannot believe that they are headlining this card with that fight. And I cannot believe that you have Kayla versus Amanda Nunes, which some people may say is the biggest and most significant women's title fight of all time. I'm not going to forget about Nunes versus Cyborg. I'm not going to forget about Cyborg versus Genia. I'm not going to forget about all of Ronda Rousey's fights, Misha Tate, Betch Gohea, Alexis Davis, on and on it goes. I'm not going to ignore Holly Holm, of course, the Nunes fight. I'm not even going to forget about Holly Holm versus Misha Tate back at UFC 196, UFC 200, Nunes versus Tate, all that and then some. Kayla Harrison versus Amanda Nunes is in that discussion. And when you factor in the return of Nunes, and you factor in the ATT storyline, teammates turn rivals, how in the world are you going to headline an interim title fight over that one? How are you going to put that beneath an interim title fight? And an interim title fight, once again, that does not feature the number one contender. I mean, it's if I'm Nunes and Harrison, I'm happy, I'm getting paid, I'm fighting the UFC, I'm deep down insulted that they think this less of me. I could not believe it. When I heard about it initially earlier this week, I was like, there's no way they're going to do this. There's no way they're going to do this. There's no way. And they've done it. And I know that Conor versus Chad Mendes headlined UFC 199, and that was for the interim belt. There's a big difference. Conor McGregor was supposed to fight for the Undisputed title. And oh, by the way, Conor McGregor was the biggest star in the sport. It's not like one of these guys was supposed to fight for the Undisputed title, and it was pulled out, to the best of our knowledge. Maybe it was supposed to be Patty versus Ilia, and Ilia couldn't make that walk. Maybe. But Patty ain't Conor circa 2015. It has to be Kayla versus Amanda as the main event. Again, let me reiterate. This is no knock on Patty and Justin. I think that it is a fine fight, and it should be the number one contender to fight the winner of Armin versus Ilia. But there is... There's a time-honored tradition in this business. The Undisputed belt has to go on top. It has to. And now you have just told people that it is lesser than. Drives me insane. I could go on and on about this, but I think you get the point. And so those top two fights are there. And then you're getting Sean O'Malley versus Song Yadong. No notes. Absolutely no notes. I think that's a fine fight. I think it's a great fight. It's a great comeback fight for Sean. He's got to get back on track. Big opportunity for Song Yadong. Had the Henry Cejudo fight. Great fight. Love it. Waldo Cortez Acosta is a great fight as well. Love that fight as well. That is a Waldo Cortez Acosta versus Derek Lewis. Waldo told us yesterday, this guy is unbelievable. He doesn't get his December 6th or December 13th date, but he gets a high-profile fight against a guy who's going to stand and trade with him. And if he beats Derek Lewis, he is now in the mix in the heavyweight division. I could tell you this. There was some talk of Rico. I told you, Rico Verhoeven has been talking to the UFC, and that is still on the table. One of the ideas floated was Rico versus Derek Lewis on this card. Obviously not happening, but that's the thinking. Let's see what happens with Rico. He's got options right now, and he may not even go to the UFC, but that was one of the things that was bandied about. I could tell you that. In the end, it's Waldo Cortez Acosta. What a story. Great to have him on the show on Wednesday going up against Derek Lewis. I love the Arnold Allen versus John Silva fight. Great bounce back fight for John Silva. Opportunity for Arnold Allen to fight one of the top dogs, one of the most popular fighters in the weight class. I love everything about it. Truly. That's a great fight as well. Grasso Namajunas, I love that. I love the Atiba Gotye fight. The rest of the card, on paper, I have no real issues with the matchups. I have an issue with the placement. And call me a stickler, but I think these things matter. If Ilia Topuria was not going to fight, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. What's wrong with Amanda Nunes versus Kayla Harrison headlining the first Paramount Plus card? What's wrong with that? And then you respond with the biggest fight of Pimlet's career and in the co-main event, and then you've got Gaethje coming back after his latest win, and you've got all those other fights. What is wrong with that? I get fired up over these things because I think you're sending the wrong message to the public and to the fighters as well. The Sydney card, I mean. Lerone Murphy has won 9 fights in a row. Movsar Evloev has won 9 fights in a row. Lerone Murphy is coming off a spinning back elbow. He should be next. He should be next. They like Diego Lopez. I like Diego Lopez. He's got a great win over John Silva under his belt. It was a frenetic fight, and it will be a fun fight. There's no doubt about it. But I have a hard time justifying that he deserves it over Lerone Murphy or even Movsar Evloev. And maybe that's the fight that we're getting next. I don't know. I've reached out to his team, and I haven't heard anything yet. But that's the next one. And so we are getting Alex in Australia. That's great. And it's a week later. That's great. It's right before the Olympics. That's great. But I long ago was off the Lerone fighting for the belt train because I knew that they were going to do this. But I thought after he scored that spinning back elbow against Aaron Pico, because I think they were going to try to give it to Aaron Pico, if I'm being honest, had he won that fight, I thought in that moment it was going to go to Lerone, and long ago, right after the Noche UFC card, it became very clear that they were going to go in the direction of Diego Lopez, and them's the breaks. And you've seen Lerone and Diego and Movsar kind of allude to this. Let me quickly look at some things here before I say goodbye. Some tweets. Lerone Murphy tweeting, missing the opportunity to fight one of the featherweight goats is what hurts me the most. It's not about who's the best anymore. It's about who's most popular. Amen to that, Lerone. Again, 9 p.m. Eastern start time is tremendous. That's probably the best news of the day. No doubt about it. The Figueiredo versus Nurmagomedov. I mean, like, all the matchups are great. But I am flabbergasted that Kayla Harrison versus Amanda Nunes is the co-main event to an interim title fight. Undisputed, fine. There was once a time where it was like, hey, if it's undisputed, it has to be main event. And then if it's the higher weight class, it has to be. And now it's just like, none of it matters. Let me see here. Let me see if there's anything else that I need to say to all of you. I'm looking through my tweets. Also worth noting, January 24th is a pretty late start. Like, usually we would get the first fight, you know, second week of January, the first fight card. It's a pretty late start to the year. But here we are. Perhaps it's because of all the football. Here's Jedi Goodman. We've seen fighters win the championship and then rematch the former champion in their first title defense. In this case, Volk beats Lopez for the vacant title, is now rematching him in his first defense. Yeah, it's wild because, you know, Lopez wasn't the champ, and he's fighting him again. Seems as though I have caught you up. And so let me know below, how do you feel? How do you feel about Kayla Amanda being co-main to Gaethje Pimblett? How do you feel about Ilya Topuria's announcement? How do you feel about them going with Gaethje versus Pimblett for the interim title? How do you feel about that matchup? Should it have been perhaps, I don't know, Paddy versus Armin? Maybe Paddy versus Armin as the number one contender fight? If it wasn't, Armin told us this week, he told us, I'm ready to go in January. Why couldn't we have done Paddy versus Armin for the interim belt? And then the win, that would have been a very, very suitable number one contender fight. Why couldn't that have been the fight? Why did my voice just do that? Anyway, let me know what you think about that matchup. Think about that being an interim title fight, that being above the Kayla versus Amanda fight. Rest of the card as well, Waldo and Derek, Umar and Davison, Song and Suga, Arnold and John, Puliev and Atiba, Nami Yunus and Grasso, all off the top of my dome, by the way. And then I want to know what you think about the Diego Lopez versus Alex Volkanovski fight. I want to know what you think about that as well. That's the following week in Sydney, like I said, Saturday night here in America, regular time 9 p.m., but a little bit earlier over in Sydney on a Sunday. That's what they're used to over there. So let me know in the comments below. Thank you for your support. Like, subscribe, do all those things that you do. It is Thanksgiving around these parts, so I'm going to go back to watching Home Alone with my family. Meanwhile, there are former UFC welterweight champions who are talking shit about me on Twitter when they're supposed to be with their family. I don't know. It sounds like you're very bothered when you're claiming to not be bothered by me. What's up with that? It's a weird world. It's a weird world we live in, my friends. But when they say they're not bothered, I guess they're really bothered. And then when they play the same old hits, we know that there's someone writing their material. And that, to me, is the saddest part of all. It's the same old hits. Come up with better stuff. Come up with more original stuff. When it's the same old hits, it just comes across as a little bit pathetic and sad. I don't know. I'm just speaking the truth. I'm just speaking from my heart. And I think I'm speaking for the people as well. But you let me know. Let me know what you think about that one too. Let me know if you think that Kamaru Usman should be next for the welterweight title. If you're reacting like the way I see you reacting to this news, I can't imagine how you would react to an Islam versus Kamaru fight. But maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm out of touch. One last thing just popped up here. Do I have something here for you? Yeah, that's it. So again, UFC 324 has been announced. Exciting times. We know our first date. We know our first fight. This is good. And we know our second date as well. We know the lineup. All interesting fights. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Lerone Murphy, not happy. Tweeting before I go, I'm going to try to fight every month now. Kevin Holland style. Hashtag new path. Commiserations to Lerone and to Armin. And to Movsar, and to everyone else who wanted to see Kayla versus Amanda headline that first show. It's the fight business, baby. Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys watching again. Happy Thanksgiving. Much love to you and yours. And we'll talk to you next time.